Shir Mem Vav in Baba Basra continued. Chol Ches Teres Etav Shir Mem, January 79, to be on Thursday, continued.
So there is no insert of Gidlokitain, of Gidlokitain, even though the mitzvah of Zloke, the chiyuv of Zloke doesn't apply, but as I said before, Zloke is even without it, just as it is considered a mitzvah, vis-a-vis Bineach, who are not mitzvah on Zloke. So because Zloke is Derech HaVishem, Rishon who Derech HaVishem has not a mitzvah, but vis-a-vis Anachim Roshe, it's not Shariach to say Derech HaVishem, the mitzvah of Nesekhone, but vis-a-vis Lochim, even if he is not a Yotesho, but if he is not an Akum Roshe, if he is not an Akum Roshe, so maybe there is no Yisrael of giving Chumina to him, even though there is no Chiyuv, but in my Semitri it is, because Zdok is a Derech HaVishem, except if he is an Akum Roshe, so then it's not Hashem. So in many ways, this is what the Lohu Hashukha says, any of the common name, they're not any common, they're not Hashem. And Hapanosen Mizeu Mizeh, so it's not Shaiach to say, that they are healing us and we are not healing them. We are healing them too. They're not healing Chavi. We are allowed to give them Zloke and we do give them Zloke. So maybe it's not us. So maybe it's not us. So in other words, so there are three issues in taking Zloke from Rabbi. One Yisrael is an Yisrael of Chil Hashem. That's one Yisrael. And the Yisrael of Chil Hashem is only shy of the Pesach. He's only shy of the Pesach. Bitzine Yitzvachai. And the Yisrael of Chil Hashem applies to all Akum Tolgoi, even if he's in Eisgoi. So there is an Yisrael of Chil Hashem, even if it's a Chassidim Zeiro. But the Yisrael of Chil Hashem is only Shaya if you solicit from an Yochid. But if you don't solicit, it's not Chil Hashem. So he doesn't disgrace the Jewish name by accepting. If he goes and asks and collects, so there, he gives the impression that the Jews themselves do not give Zloke. So even though it might be true, but we're not allowed to tell all the truth about the freedom that certain Jews possess. So it's a Chil Hashem. So you're not allowed. But if it's not the Pharisee, there is no Chil Hashem. And if it's not solicited, there is no Chil Hashem. Then there is another Yisrael. There is another Yisrael of being Mikabu Zloke from an Akim Roshe because of the Vishirot Shabbam. So according to Tesis, it applies only to Yochid and Akim Roshe. According to Rambam, as the Kersan Mishne says, it applies only to Malchus. And then, for Ani Yisrael to take it, so then there is another Yisrael of the Sikhim Lachim and the Yisrael Sadek Shibikeh. So that applies only to Nakum and Roshe, and that is only Shaiach on the country. Now we can ask a question. Since it's Oser, to become its Zloke from Nakum because of the Sikhim Lachim and the Yisrael Sadek Shibikeh, so even when there is a need of Shemalchus, we're not allowed to give it to Ani Yisrael because of that Yisrael, so why does the Gemara say that it's also have to solicit Zdokeh from Nakum Mifayesye because of Chil Hashem, apart from Chil Hashem, even Bitzine, it should be also because of the Sigrid Lachirin, the Yisisa Deishin, Mikem. because of Nisipim Machirim Nisipim Tem. The answer is, when the child to say Nisipim Machirim Nisipim Tem, only when the Zdoke, the Tayyim Kabel Pamen Hakum, is Zdoke of Chmine, of Matoskina. But, so then, he is Chemin us, and we are not allowed to be Chemin him, because of Nisipim. But, Mifamisim Ani, Akum Ani, Yisron, Takishorim, even Akum Rosh. So the Akishorim we are clear. Because if it's a mean of the Akishorim, it's not clean. So, in other words, so when is it an act of chine from the Akum, if the Akum unsolicited gives God, like the mother of the king? So she wasn't solicited. She Yotzeila Atei, she sent God. So then, if not for Shlei Malchus, it would be Osir. It would be Osir. Because I'm sorry, I mean, even with Shlei Malchus, it was Osir. Because of the Sikul Achim, the Yisrael Sadeishi became. Why? Because she was given Chumina to the Jews, on behalf of the Malchus of Hashem, and we are not allowed to give Chumina to the Malchus of Hashem. So in many ways, the Sikul Achim, Yisrael became, in other words, recipients of a certain benefit that we are not allowed to give that benefit the same first. So that's also. So, but each suppose she would have been asked to give something for Amri. She would have been asked. And she gave, she would respond. It wouldn't be an act of chine. It wouldn't be an act of chine. Because then she would have to give it mitzadat kisholem. Because if you ask an akum, and for tzedakah, and the akum can give, but he doesn't give, doesn't that give rise to ill will? So to unfriendly relations between the Akum and Israel. So just as in the case where an Akum, a pagan, an Akum, a Rosh, asks the Israel for a Nidoveh, so he's mechuyev to give him, even if he's a Rosh. So he has mechuyev to give him, let's say, if an Akum, who you know is an anti-Semite, he belongs to the Nazi organization, if he comes over to you and he asks you for a donation, you have mechuyev to give him. You can have to show him. So that applies even to the Akum Rosh. So the male in the same way, so it's not an act of chine. If you give it when you are asked, when you are solicited, it's not an act of chine. When is it an act of chine? If you give it when you're not solicited. So the male, the reason is why the more has to resort to the Yisr of Chil Hashem, because when does the Yisr of Chil Hashem apply? When you solicit an Akum Rosh. So, when you solicit an Akum for Zdokeh, so if not for Chil Hashem, if it's Bitzineh, so then there is no Yisrael of the Sikrim Achim in the Yisrael Nishimikem. Because why is it we Sikrim Achim in the Nishimikem? Because we are not allowed to be Chil in them. And if we take from them, so we are in the Yisrael of the Sikrim Achim in the Yisrael Nishimikem. But when is it the Chil on their power if they give without being solicited? But if they give in response to a solicitation, then it's not an act of chine on their part, and we too, in response to a solicitation, we are mechuyev to give. So maybe they are not Yisr Deishin Imenu. So that's why the Gemara has to resort to the Yisr of Chil Hashem to advise us that it's also to solicit Zdoke from an Akum Mifaresye. Because if not for Chil Hashem, let's say when you solicit Bitzine, so you are allowed to solicit Bitzine, Zdoke, from an Akum, an individual Akum. So in Rosh, you are allowed to solicit Zdoke, Bitzine. Why? Chil Hashem there is. Because it's Bitzine. And then, the Yisr of Lesechonim, of Vesh Sirot Shabbalah, according to the Rambam, only applies, Rambam, Rabbi Gershon, not Eisles, only applies to Malchus, not in Yochum. And then, the Yisr, the other Yisr, of Vesidim Achim, Yisr, and Vesidim Achim, that's only Shayach, when the Akum Zdoke constitutes an act of feeling. So that is only Shayach, if he gives it to Tzini Atei. But if he doesn't give it to Tzini Atei, in response to a solicitation, so we are also allowed, we are mechuyev, to give, even to Akum Rosh, the biggest Rosh, in response to his solicitation, because of the Akishonim. So in any way, so that's why the Gemara has to resort to a Nisar of Chil Hashem, that you're not allowed to solicit Zdoke from an Akum Mifaresye. Alright. Tanya, on go to Yom Natsani, Jay, Muna, Kushan Zoko, Pamas, was issued from Shibati, so we'll have Pani Sami, on go have it, she could show Zoka Kloom, on the Rabbi Matum, and see that issue, she will never base it, on the Prince of Shalady on the whole of the Lomos, on my short that we both eventually at the Mark from Kaila Jasmine Soil, to a Kimil Mole, whom Yom Natsani, she will never Lomos be shown what is our old, the Yak colleagues are the name, Tommy Winsifle, Sushan, Shona Shaiso. Tonne rabbon meister, nun mis am Möller, schäbi bis jetzt rei so, wenn es erwähnt, so beschrieb erzählt. Wie chib rolo vor, ech ove bei so wie, wong du ja, wie sech ove unser wie Sifu, als schau wie so, wie atom im Bas bis es. Oma lema wie, sei wong so im Atom, an den Asken im Mailo, schen im Ames mehr, als die zwei und zählig, wie schon mein Tischka, a wie sei wong so im Mokim Schiatschu, let es beba, nun as dem Mokim Schiatschu, let es beba, schen was zählig, mich wieder im Kisacho, ואני גונס בי דבר שאיצה פרס, שנאמר לי מוצא מכיתן כפרימה לי אני יכו, אבי יסי גון זו אינטרס מומי, ואני גונס בי אינטרס לפושס, שנאמר פריצה בקיצחי וכך לפושס חוכם, אבי יסי גון זו אחר ואני גונס לעצמי, שנאמר לוחות יס דוקו, אבי יסי גון זו אלמה זה, ואני גונס אלמה בו, שנאמר לך בנך תתיח בלי שבי אספך, וקודם כל בסדירו הרי כאן שאיר, so that what he is, that when is he considered as a real teacher, and he's מחויב, he's mechuyef in all the burdens of the community only if he resided yudveis shchit. So, but v'imkono v'vitz dire harayu kamshim mas lis loich avshim gamir tanyi avshim gamir imir v'imkono v'kalki kolshu harayu kamshim. So, not after v'vitz dire any kamp v'otanyi avshim gamir imir v'imkono shim kalka v'yu v'vitz dire harayu kamshim imir k'ritanoi yevali v'r avshim gamir.
Shir Mem Zayin Bava Basra Gimel Shvat Hei Tav Shin Mem, January 22nd, 1980,
on Tuesday. Now, Shio Kav is 460 Am, square Am. I mean, one Kav is... is 416 square am, and this is Tisha Kabin Ozeh, Tisha Kabin Ozeh. Rabbi Yudei Meir, Ashehim Bo Tisha Schot Tsoi Kabin Ozeh, Tisha Tsoi Kabin Ozeh. Then it has a Dino Pnei Gokin Ozeh. V'lo Yesa Dino Ashehim Bo Chotzi Kabin Ozeh, V'chotzi Kabin Ozeh. In other words, that it has to be so large that will give a yield of V'chotzi Kabin for each one. Kavakim Ve'imeh Be'isrim, not chotzi, but the fourth of the cup. The lawyers are crackly, the lawyers are moving. Now, the Mugiesev says that crackling and moving represent different types of beautiful houses, of palti. Now, the Oog says, that Muren is a water tower. Veloyes Ashevach, a dovecot. Veloyes Atalis, Veloyes Amerchet, Veloyes Bisabad. In other words, where you press the olives, Veloyes Bisashalchim, Achim Kedelazem, Kedelazem. So it has to have the chilki. Zeakla, kol sheyicholei kushmei olo chilki, v'ilav in chilki. So the general principle is that if after chalukim, so each chilek will retain its identity, will have the same name, so it's considered as yesh lechilki. And all the other chilki are just explanatory, are examples of Shmuel. Right. By Sode, so if he doesn't have a yield of Tisha Kami, so then it's not considered Shmuel. And beside, Bisman Shem Shneim Reitzi, Avu Bisman Shem Shneim Reitzi, Avu Pochas Mikan, Avu Pochas Mikan Yachrei. So when we say that if it's Eidik and Yechluke, so there is no Chaluke, if they're not both willing, but one is willing and the other one says no, so then if there will not be Arba Amis Lazeh, Arba Amis Lazeh Mechotzeah, so it's not really considered Shmoyol, because a piece of a Chotzeah less than Dalad Amis is not really a Chotzeah, it does not deserve the name of a Chotzeah. So, but if they both agree, so then they're not sure. I mean, that is the proportion. בזמן ששני מריצה, בזמן ששני מריצה, פחות מכנך לי. וכיס לי הקדש, אבל פי ששני מריצים לא יחלה. But כיס לי הקדש, because of his own כיס לי הקדש, you cannot allow it to divide the כיס לי הקדש. Unless you have the same כיס לי הקדש in two copies, so then you can make a chluke. But if there's just one copy of כיס לי הקדש, so you can divide it. אבל בשני מריצים, not allowed to tailor it into two parts. But of course, let's say you have a כיס לי הקדש. You have a חובדה לכיס לי הקדש in many volumes, in many swan. And so one could not enforce a חלוקה if, let's say, some are Yeshua, Shiftim, Shmuel, Lochim, Nalaz, Adishai, Yilmi, Cheskel, because it's not the same thing. So, but if they both agree, so then they could have a chaluke if it's a different swap. In order to enforce a chaluke that one could force the other, so then each one must be able to get the same thing as the other. But let's say, if one will get, let's say, Yeshua, Shaftim, Shmuel, Melochim, the other one will get Ishai, and Giyomi, and Chesto, so, and Trioso, so they're not going to get the same thing. So the Mele, they couldn't force each other for a chluke. But in such a case, if they both agree, this one will take this Sifra Kisvakidesh, and this one will take this Sifra Kisvakidesh. So it's alright. Masha'in came, if they both agree to tear a Sefer into two, that they cannot do, because that's also that involves an Issa of Bizoin Kisvakidesh. Alright, Rashi. Trakun Muron Mili Pautini. So it's like the Nukiyesi. That is certain kinds of homes, of palaces. But Rashi and Beisim say, but Or says that Muren is a water tower. Beis HaShalachim Yitirshish L'mayon Uviyodil HaShkeisi Todia. So in other words, there is a Beis HaBal, there are two kinds of fields. There is a Beis HaBal and there is a Beis HaShalachim. So a Beis HaShalachim means that it has a source of water. And the Beis HaBal means that through rainfall the soil becomes water. So Beis HaShalachim Yitirshish L'mayon, it has its own source of irrigation. Uviyod L'ashkis Yitodol Gimim Yitaskabim Zeyon Meishor Zoy Zeyon Meishor Zoy Mifiroch Afu Lepokas Mikam Yesh Bein Din Chud Afu Lepokas Mikam Yachlai Mishin Boi Yomisi Kisak Yishal Pishishin Ben Zeyon Yachlai Kuh Tone Reishi. So the question is, why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? That's it on a portion. If they both agree, so who cares how much each one get? So Rashi says in the Quran, the Mishnah didn't have to tell us that. But the Mishnah is telling us, in order to tell us that by Kisva Kedesh, even if they both agree, you cannot divide it because of an Isaiah of Bizoy Kisva Kedesh. Kisvi Kedesh, what now it's wrong with you, in the case of the Mishnah, is it not Shalom? If you thought, man, don't know, we thought, Omar Abbas, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Rab Nach, Omar Abbas, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Arba Mishon, Uchutz Mishon Psochim. So when we say, Ichil Din Zachot, Zerachi Arba Mishlaze, the Arba Mishlaze, so it doesn't mean if there is the piece of land is 8 by 4. So then, when you divide it, so one will get 4 by 4, and one will get 4 by 4. So one cannot force the other if it's just 8 by 4. Why? Because in order to be considered as a chotash chluke, so it must have dalet ames for the Pesach, because one cannot be mishtamish substantial in the chotzer if he doesn't have a piece of land, a piece of ground of Dalet Ames in which to leave his behemoths and to unload. So the mele, if it has just the chotzer has, is a piece of land of the chotzer, is 8x4, so a Jew will be divided, so each one will get 4, but he will not have Dalet Ames over and above the Dalet Ames. That is his chelek. So mele, it's not considered as a chotzer shel yichud. So there has to be Dalet Ames. There has to be Dalet Ames lazeh v'Dalet Ames lazeh over and above the Dalet Ames for each one in which he'll be able to unload his mass. Omer Rashi Chava Mishom Chos Mishom Sochim Rash Chodesh Oshneim Shnei Botim Suchim Yiseicho V'Lifnei Pesach Chava Mishom Chava Yiseh V'Farid Masoim Al Chamei Lei וחוץ מאיס הדלת אמס, צורך שיהיה ארבעה אמס בשעות השמישים. Now there is a מחלקת לשם. This schus that every one who gets a חלק or divided gets is entitled to דלת אמס, the פירות מסוי. Does he acquire that the king and gomo, that it's completely his? Or it's only, there's a מחלקת לשם on it. So some Rishonim say that he acquires a king and gomor. The Dalet Ames, the Pirut Masoye, is completely his. And some Rishonim say, they mention Yerushalmi, from which they are dying, that it's not completely his. The Rosh mentions it, the Ramban mentions it, the Rashbam mentions it. There is a Machlekes Rishonim. And some Rishonim say that they are dying from the Yerushalmi, that the Dalet Ames for the Pesach that one gets is only his chus tashmish. But it doesn't have a king and gomor. The others can also be mishtamish. The others can also be mishtamish. All right. Tani Rama Hore. Echil tezachot Hashem Yishmeinu 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 Yishmeinu. So on one end we say Arba Amis Lazeh, Arba Amis Lazeh, and then one price says Shmeina Amis Lazeh, Shmeina Amis Lazeh. The answer is it has to be Arba Amis Lazeh, Arba Amis Lazeh. That's in the Chilik Chuk, and then it has to be Shmeina Amis Lazeh, Shmeina Amis Lazeh, in order that each one who gets a certain Chilik will also have Dalet Amis Lepilut Masoy. So the mele, the minimum that each one should get is Shmeina Amis Lazeh. Ushmina Amisah. Viki the Rama Lemio. Now the Chilik is a Chotza, Shim the Abba Amis Lazeh, Abba Amis Lazeh. Vatan the Shmina Amis Lazeh, Shmina Amis Lazeh. Omar Abbas, Omar Abichene. Abba Amis Omu, Chutz Mishal Psoche. So, what must make us the Shemim and the Gemara is, as for the Dalet Ames, the Pisrei, so each one acquires a King Gomu, or only is Chustash, Mishal Pilot Masoi, but not his chuzdom. Not his chuzdom. So, that's... So there is a machlokes Rishonim on that one. Then there is another machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba and the Ram. Another machlokes Rishonim. The Rashba says that in the halacha of Arba Amis, Sheol Omu, Chutz Mishal, when we say Abba Ami Shomu Chutz Mishal Psochim, now so we have to go to the next piece of the Gemara first. Omer Rav Asa, Rav Yechanan. Yeah, now Omer Rav Chutz Mishalekes Lidi Psochel V'Rav Chizda Omer Neisin Abba Ami L'chol Pesach U'Pesach V'Ashochel Kibishove. So we have a Machlekes between Rabunin and Rav Chizda. Rabune says that the halokim that one gets is proportional to the number of psochim that the bias has. Let's say there are two shchem. So one woman has a bias here, Shimon has a bias here. So, and then they want to divide the chotz. So according to Rabune, if Ruben's bias is two psochim, two doors for which you come into the house and you go out of the house. And Shimon Pais on the other side of the Chotzer has only one Pesach, only one door. So the one who has two Pesachim in his Pais gets two parts of the Chotzer. So, and the one who gets, the one who has only one Pesach in his Pais, so he gets only one part. So in other words, Reuven who has two Pesachim, two doors from the house to the Chotzer, so he gets two-thirds, and Shimon who has only one door gets only one-third. This is Rabun, Rav Chisda Omanot, that the Chotzer is not divided proportionately to the number of doors that the Bais has. But neis min arba mitzvah chol pesach chol pesach yashochet kishon. So Rav Chisda says no, that everyone is entitled to the same chiluk, but the one who has two doors from the house to the chotzer, so he needs more space for pirut masoi, So the melech, because all the masse he has to bring in through the chotzer, so the melech next to the door is entitled to dalet ames for each door. So if Reuven has two doors from his bais to the chotzer, so he is entitled to two dalet ames for each doorway, and then Shimon has one door to the chotzer, so he is entitled to one piece of dalet ames, and in addition, the rest of the chotzer is divided equally. And we pass from life of his. Tanya kavos in Rav Chisda, psochim shel chotzer yish lan arba ames. Hoy roze pesach echad zeh shtei psochim. Zeh sheyish le pesach echad nitla arba ames. Zeh sheyish le shtei psochim nitla shmei ames. Ve'ashochim kibishol. Hoy roze pesach ochim shmei ames. Nitla shmei ames. Kim negi la pesach arba ames. Bechotzer. Arba ames bechotzer maya vinete. Omer Abayi, hori kama. Neitil shmin amiz b'recha chotzea, v'arba amiz b'recha chotzea. Now let's see the Rashi. Chutz b'sha psoa, chotzea shol shneim shnibot im psochem niseichu. V'ifnei ha-pesach arba amiz, zerech ha-bayis, v'farik masoye, mi'al chameire, v'chutz b'isa dalet amiz, tzorich she'arba amiz, nishot ha-shmishi. So there is a machlek rishayim whether he's kenei king and gomor or just with parik masoi, and the others can also be mishtamish. It seems that Rashi shita is that he acquires a king and gomor in the rabbis. We see it from the Rashi anon base. All right, chotam is chalekes lipsochim. That's Rabuneshi. That is divided proportionately to the number of psochim that one has from his bayis in the chot. Hoi so lichot rubo shnei vodim. Viech mem psochim lo ishnei psochim lichot. Uwe bayis ha-shem posuch lichot zel lepesach echor. Ichei lich nechosav al pi. Videi sinu echot veru binnei. Vashem yomishine. Vichot zel lo ichilek. אם בואו לך לכזה חוצר, זה שיש לי שני פסוחים, ניתו שני חלוקים בחוצר. ויוכל ניתן חלק אחר. ניתן חלק אחר. Now, so Rashi mentions an example of the case, וחלק נחוס על פי, וניצי נויח עוד לרוב עם פני, והשם ירשימה, וחוצה לכת, if the father in his lifetime so distributed, he was mechalik the bottom. So, and one bias is two psochim, the other bias is one pesach. And the chotzer, the father did not distribute to his sons. So then, after the father dies, so they want to divide it, so the priest says that he gets proportionately to the number of psochim. The implication being that if the father was not mechalek in his lifetime between his two sons, but the father died and then they want to divide it, so then Rav Chisda will be made it. Then Rav Chisda will be made it that he doesn't get the one who has two psochim from his bias into the chotzer, will not get 2/3 in the chotzer, because what's the swore? Just because he has more psochim, so he needs, but after all, Yerusha is a halacha that they are all equal, except the Pchor, it takes Mishnayim on the score of the fact that he's a Pchor. But, so every Yerush has to get the same thing. Not only if the father died, and then they divide, so everyone gets the same chilek as the other. Everyone gets the same chilek as the other. But even if, let's say, they bought a chotzer with two bachim, two people, they're not brothers, they bought together a chotzer with two bachim, and one took one bias, the other one took the other bias, and then they are coming to divide the chotzer. So Rabbuna will be made it that the one who bought the bias with two psochim is not entitled to halok. I mean, that's a double portion. That's a double portion. Now, and what does Rav Chisda say? Neisim l'chol pesach l'odam. Yerecha b'chotzer. L'halomin ha-pesach. Ki neged orecha, ki firecha b'pesach. Ki firecha b'pesach. Neitom shvein ha-am, izdani ki neged orecha b'pesach, v'abam l'rachetz. Pesach, recha b'chotzer, l'halomin ha-pesach. Now, there is a machlokes reshim. The Rashi, the Ram, many reshim discuss that question. So Rav Yehine, so there is not a machlokes reshim. When we say we pass like Rav Chisda that neisdin Avraham is lechol pesach u'pesach v'ashochel kimishon. So that means that if, let's say, the chotzer is very large, so then, if, let's say, one Reuben has a bias, and that bias is five psochim. It's five psochim. It's a big bias, it is five psochim to the chotzer. And Shimon has a bias, and it's a small bias. It only has one pesach to the chotzer. So then, and if the chotzer is very large, so in that case, according to Rav Chisda, so first, Reuben gets five pieces of Dalet Ames for each Pesach, and Shimon gets one piece of ground of Dalet Ames for his Pesach, and the rest of the grounds that remains after Reuben takes five pieces of Dalet Ames for the five Psochim, and Shimon takes one piece of Dalet Ames for his one Pesach, so what remains is divided equal. That's a common practice. But we have a halacha that it only has a din of a chotzer sheyesh bekedei chulke. It only has a din of a chotzer sheyesh bekedei chulke if it's possible to din. That each one after chulke should get daladamas in the chotzer in an over and above the daladamas for his pesach. So suppose there is the chotzer, the site of the chotzer is only four pieces of Dalet Ames. Four pieces of Dalet Ames. And Reuben has five psochim. Shimon has one pesach. Now, so we could divide it so that Reuben would get Dalet Ames for Piyut Masoret, but only one piece of Dalet Ames. And Shimon would get one piece of Dalet Ames, and then Dalet Ames in the chotzer itself for Reuven, and Dalet Ames in the chotzer itself for Shimon. But So the question arises, if the hotel is expensive and there is enough space, grounds in the hotel, so that each one will be able to get a piece of Daladamas for each doorway, and in addition, Daladamas in the hotel itself, so of course that's the way it has to be done. But suppose that it only has, let's say, 4 ames, 16 ames by 4. So then we'll be able to divide so that each one will have Dalet ames in the hotel itself, and Dalet ames for pure pasoi for the bites. But Ruben will not be able to get Dalet ames piece for pure pasoi for each pesach of the bites. Just one Dalet ames. So at that point there is a machlokes v'shem. So some v'shem say, true that one is entitled for a piece of Dalet ames for each pesach if there is. But suppose there isn't. It's still as it is of chotza kiddush yesh b'kiddush halukah. Of the chotza kiddush halukah. But then, in such a case, one can force the other. So Shimon can force Reuben to divide, even though as a result of the halukah, so Reuben will not have five pieces of Dalet ames for each pesach. He'll only have one piece of Dalet ames for the whole bais. If the chotza is extensive, and he can have a separate piece of Dalet ames for each pesach, fine. So that's his chus. But if the chotzer is very small, as long as there will be one piece of Dalet ames for Pirut Masoi, even though it will not correspond with the number of doorways Reuben has, so it's already considered the chotzer is a chus. And some Tishen, the Ram is chelik, and the Ram says no. In other words, it's only considered the chotzer she is a chus. If Evda Chluke, so each one will have as many pieces of Dalet ames as he has doorways, as he has doors, plus Dalet ames. But if let's say you have Ches ames lezeh, the Ches ames lezeh, Ches ames lezeh, so each one will have Dalet ames in the Chotzer, and just one piece of Dalet ames for Pirut Masoi. When he has five doors, so then you cannot make it. So there is a machlokes v'shem. Now again, Rashi here emphasizes chotzer mischalekes lepsochim oisol lechotzer ubo shenivotim v'yechod mehem psuchim oishtim psochim lechotzer ubay rashini pasol lechotzer lepesach echad v'chilik lechotzer alpi v'lei sinayach ubevurim nei v'ashem yurishimen v'chotzer lechilei אם בואו לך יש את החוצר, זה שיש לי שני פסוחים, ניתו שני חלוקים בחוצר, ואוכל ניתן חלקי החול. So Rashi explicitly spells it out, that if, let's say, Reuben died, Reuben is a father, and then, let's say, Shimon Levi are his sons, and the father, Reuben, did not divide, was not the chalik, his lifetime, to give one bias to this one and one bias to that one. So then, Ravune is made it that the one who has two psochim does not get two halakim. Because then it is his chus to get the same chilek as the other one. Even though he has two psochim, he can have ten psochim, doesn't make any difference. He is entitled to the same chilek. And the same thing is true if two buy together a chotzer with two batim, one takes one bias, then there's two psochim, the other one takes the other bias, there's one pesach. So when we come to the bias, so Rav Huna will be made it that the one who takes the bias, who buys the bias with two psochim, is not entitled to two halot. But the shaila is there is a machlik, it's reshenim again. Another the Rosh discusses it, the Rashbo discusses it, all the reshenim discuss it. Suppose what Rashi says, does Rashi say that only in respect to Rabune? So death is only shayer when the father in his lifetime was mechalik lechosav al pi. So then, Rabuna holds the wounded is that since the after all he's the bali the father, and if he decided to give a bias with two psochim to one son, and the bias with one pesach to the other son, so he the wounded is that it was his intention that in the chotzer itself the one to whom he gave the bias with the two psochim should get two halakha. That is a mashonke. If the father wasn't a chalik and they yashed it, so Rabbuna will be made. Or when they buy, so Rabbuna will be made. How about Rabchizde? Rabchizde says that in no case is chotza mishalik to the psochel. So how is it mishalik is that everyone gets the same chalik, except that each one is entitled to have a Dalet Ames piece of ground for Pirul Masoi. So some Mishayim say, the Rosh says, and the Rosh has two Mishayim. So there is one Moshe in the Rosh, that according to Rav Chizdeh's deen, that it says, Neisil Chol Pesach Pesach, so Rav Chizdeh's deen would apply even when the father was not mechalik, he's mechosin in his lifetime. And then they come to the bayit. Because Rav Chizdeh's deen, you see, Rabbuna's deen, Lipsochel, is not his chus, is not his chushchein. It's only based upon mundanei. So when can we say such a mundanei if the father was mechalik? But if the father wasn't the colleague, so how can, so there is no meaning. Mashayim came, Rav Chizdeh's deen, that's his chus. In other words, when you are healing, that's his chus chluke. Not his chus chen, I mean, I didn't use the right expression. It's his chus chluke, not his chus chen. So, it is his chus chluke. In other words, when you divide it, so he's entitled to have a piece of Dalet Ames for pure Masoi in order to function. Because, so it's his chus that they acquired. So Memele, the Rosh says, that that would apply even to the case when the father was not Mechalik in the chosid. The father was not Mechalik in the chosid. And then, that's one sheet. And then the other sheet is not that just as according to Rabbuna. So when we say, Lifi Psochel, Mishalekes, only when the father was Mechalik in the chosid. So, according to Rav Chizdeh, that it's not the Vipsochel, but he gets a separate piece of Dalet Ames for each Pesach, also only when the father was Mechalik Mechosi. So at that point, we all say Mechalik Mechosi. So we have so many Mechalik Mechosi here, and this one. Now, you should go over, I mean, the Rosh, and in Rav Yene, and then in Shnei Kopetzes, you'll see the various sheets. Omar Amen. Hai Pera di Sufle. Yeish lei. Aba Amen is l'chol guav eruach. Pera di Sufle is a bear in which the kernels of Marat Morin are stored with Machol Behem. So, yeish lei. Aba Amen is l'chol guav eruach. Hai Pera di Sufle. Mi shi yeish lei chmiro mechotz. Shnei sigarin it mor Machol Behem. Yeish lei. Aba Amen is l'chol guav eruach. והוא נעמוד ליחלו את פיסחי. אבל ליחלו את פיסחי, אין לו יאללה הבאה מסלות את פיסחי. והוא ליחלו את פיסחי, שלא יהיו את פסח את החביר אלה, גם פסח. Moravine. Achsadre Yudale Dames. Achsadre means it has a room, but no walls. Either no walls at all, or it has partial walls. That's an open place. A place that has a ceiling and it's open. So sometimes certain achsadres have no walls at all, and certain achsadres have one wall. Certain achsadres might have two walls, and it's open on two sides. Certain achsadres have three walls, and the fourth side is completely open. In other words, achsadre in general means a covered place, a piece of land that has a ceiling, that has a roof, and it's open. How open? So there are all kinds of achsadres. Now, how does Rashi? So Rabbuna says, achsadre le dolas. Time my mission filled masoe, ochef shadai le gavoye ufar. Because why is one entitled to the Adamus peace for the Pesach? In order to be able to function, because otherwise he will not be functioning conveniently. He has to have a place where to unload his ass, I mean his horse, I mean whatever. So melee, so that's only if it's a place with walls. So you cannot take in the behemoth, the horse and the ass inside and unload it inside. So he must do it outside. So he has to have a piece of ground. But if it's an achsadre, so he doesn't need any piece of daladames outside to unload. He just drives inside and there he unloads. Now Rashi, achsadre de'ilo min ha'pesach lechotza. So, in other words, according to Rashi, stam achsadre is that it has no walls at all. Just pillars, and then a roof that is placed on top of the pillars. And it's open on all four sides. That's the outside. So the more esikash, more sevashenches, echot shari botim, the echot shari achsat royes, yeshlen dalet ames, so it says, shasat royes is also in time dalet ames, kitayavi, beachsat rodebira, So he says, now he didn't go over the Rashi. Bechlukas achotzer, time ma yom rabon. Shishul pesach bayis dal damit bayis dal damit bechotzer. Shishul pesach bayis dal damit bechotzer. Shishul pesach masoi. Shishul pesach masoi machamelo. Shishul stam bayis in ponim kevim vishlach chamelo masoi. Bayis in parik dishon. Och basadre. Kivin di les leitfanes. Kivin deim leitfanes. Efshea di mayel. Actually, my only gavin far. So, most of Rashi says that Charles Botin, that Charles Royce, Yechon Dalames, Kitani Bachsadr the Rat. What Achsadr the Rat? Funny Sovibo, Eloshim Kofis Halevis. In other words, when the Price says that Achsadr is also entitled to a Dalames piece for the Pesach, so it has reference to a special type of Achsadr, not the ordinary Achsadr. The ordinary Achsadr has no walls altogether, it's poles on all four sides. But Achsadr Mirav means it has windows. So that it has walls, but it has many holes in the walls. So he cannot drive in with his horse, with his donkey, through the window. So the melee is entitled. He's entitled to the Adams. So the Gemara says, Achsadr Mirav, Pshiti Drunem Aliyu. If it has kisol, but it has big windows, so naturally, that's a pshites. Why does Mais have to tell us that? So, el bachsadre o Mais, a Roman achsadre. So, mukofes, tfanes, nebuche, shein, magis, l'tiku. So, in other words, it has small walls, but it doesn't reach the ceiling. It doesn't fish this. Alright. Now, let's see the thesis. So according to Rashi, Achsadre Yod Aldamis means if it's open, it has no walls at all. פירוש רש"י, דיר סתם עכשיו ראים אותו נסקר. ויגור סתם בספר כל גגייס, קילס לו לשמואל פתיק רובידל, אבל בגימול ישראל, פירש, ביחסד ראי שאין לו תפן אסקלר, לס לו לשמואל פתיק רויר בזה איסי. ואיר נראה מנדל איזה מחלק מתוין רב אין שמואל, רב סייז, that we do say פתיק רויר בזה איסי. שמואל סייז, we do not say פתיק רויר בזה איסי. So there is a מחלקס, between Rashi and Tosfos, there and there. And we have the same machlokes here. According to Rashi, so there is a very big kulah. So Rav says, we say pitik koyer, we say same. Even if there is an achsadre without any walls. Let's say, suppose you have a place that is covered with a silk. A place that is covered. And it stands on pillars. So you have one pillar here, one pillar here, one pillar here, one pillar here. And it's poles on all four sides. So according to Rav, you're allowed to carry. Let's say the Chassadri is very expensive. So you're allowed to carry Daladamis beneath the Chassadri. Why? Because we say, Pitik Choyer Viseisi. So, in other words, so we say that this Pitik Choyer, we imagine as if it went down, and this pitikho went down, this pitikho went down, this pitikho went down. So then it would be mamish for walls. So even though it doesn't go down, but we consider it al-pidin as if it went down. Pitikho yadisis. Shmuel says, no, we do not say pitikho yadisis. And then the Gemara says, kiles lo shmuel pitikho bidalet, avon gimu isle. So Rashi, that's Rashi's yelse. Peyush, Barsadra Shahim Otfan is Kwal. Kiles when Shmuel Pitikoyer Misayis in the whole Alam Chizis. When it's supposed to be Gam, Ukakoma Shmuel, Barsadra will be called the Mital Pimboel of the Daladamis. Amo Bishol is Shisle, the Ain engaged with David Echot, Amrino Mikimo Pitiko. But, according to Rashi, so Shmuel will be made. Suppose it has one real wall, and then it has just pillars. Here. So in such a case, Shmuel will be made that you are allowed to carry more than Daladamis here beneath. Because since it has one real wall, so then it's, and we only have to apply the halacha to people as they said, in respect to these three sides, so we do so. It's a big kula according to Rashi. Alright. Ukach koma Shmuel, ba'achsadre, and that's Rashi's Lushito say, that stamachsadre means it's faults on all the four sides. Ukach. כמו שמול בחסדו לביקו די מיטלטו לבו אלו בדלת אבל בשום שיסטו דהיים אם יש בידי פנחות אמרים הם בגימו פיתיק ולכן יראה דסתם החסדו יש לו שום שבחיצס so according to Rabbi so it's not only in Eiren he on go back to two סתם החסדו as reference to a place that has three מחיצס and just the fourth side is open. The fourth side is open. The stomach sadly is shown so hits. Kidoma boy Yahweh will mazela sadru day. The ruach tzrini is saying Mr. Veves. In other words, here it's in a figurative sense. In other words, that the world is figuratively. Gemara says that the world has three mechitzes, but the fourth side is poles. What does it mean, poles? That the world doesn't have mechitzes altogether. It means that the world was created, but there is a segment of chaos. When the Rebbe Shalom created the world, so he didn't create it in the perfect form. Hashavon kilases. So there is a segment of chaos. So that's the ruach tzeis. So that's the ruach tzeis. The yom hazel achzad vodei. The ruach tzeis is enim zeveres. ובסי פרק וגגז גסינו קיר אסלי בגימו אבל בעל בישראל פירש בשורש כי אם שורש מחיצס לא יאמרינו פיתיק רוב ברביס אבל בדלת כשיש קצת גם מחיצה רביס אומר פיתיק רוב פיתיק רוב so in other words according to Tosfos so we don't have such a kule you see according to Rashi so according to Rav we say פיתיק רוב we say same without any מחיצס and even according to Shmuel So, if there is one mechitzeh, Shmuel agrees that we say two mechitzeh. According to Tosfos, It's the other extreme. That even Rav Solo only applies Halacha, particularly a Seisei, when the Achsadra has three mechitzas and the fourth side is completely open. But, and Rav Shmuel says no. If it has just three mechitzas and the fourth side no mechitzas at all, nothing at all, then we do not say Pitikoye Seisei. But if it has three mechitzas and the fourth side also a little bit, so no matter how low it is, then in Shmuel is made that we say Pitikoye Seisei. So here too, the Achsadra the oh, so he says, Abu Dali Hishas Kamachitzavi, so a Pitikho, the Achsadra the Birav. So in other words, according to Rashi, Stam Achsadra means no Mechitzes at all. According to Teisle, Stam Achsadra means three Mechitzes, and one is false. So here too it means Achsadra, that one side is false. So even though it has three mechitzas, but since one side is both, so he doesn't require all this, because he can just come in with his vein into the Achsadra and load them, and then take out the vein. Oh, our Dalaj is doing with the V, so Pitikho. Achsadra the Rav, Yishonam Shosh Mechitzes Mures, Vovis, Dveyo Daladames, Achsadra the Mise, Vovis, Dveyo Ragasot Veochim. Inamed v'rab v'yoriv sasor v'romise poches masor. Alright. Tona rabon. Bishar achsadre u'marfeses. Marfeses. Now, by bishar v'by skotni di pesach trakim kiru in po kobras. Marfeses. Eluye alar b'israeli obsuchlei. V'kul leil in derasun echot. Shekir in dagi. So, that's all French. In other words, Marfeses is a balcony on top, and you go up to the balcony with the ladder stair, you stay away, and then on the balcony you probably have many, many doors to different houses. But you, in all these batim on the upper story, on top of the balcony, on top of a balcony, I mean, Marfeses is like, you see, I mean, in certain motels, so it's also that way. There is a stairway, and you go up to a big balcony, and there it leads to many rooms. That's a Marfeses. Marfeses. So, Yeshu and Daladamas. So, even though this, Vichulon, one piece of Daladamas. Why? Because they all go up to the ladder stairway. So they go up. So mainly they are all entitled to only to one piece of Daladamas. They will have Amis, they cool on it, Ragway Yasu. Boy me Rabich and Rabyana, who should have a gailing, yes, or Daladamas, and Daladamas. A chicken cook. So, is entitled to know Damas or not. Omalay time a man should build Masoye. But the Talmud does it very easily. Hoch and tap is veil and tap is veil. Tap is veil at Tan, tap is veil, veil, there is a case, so it's a halo. Boy, me, Rome, Ramachman, Bai is Hetzi Mikure, Hetzi Mikure, Yesh of Damas and Zil Dalamas. Suppose the Bai is half covered with the ceiling, half uncovered. Is it entitled to Daladamas? Omalei, Eli Daladamas. Loi, mi boi kiwi ga. Let's say, here is the walls, and then, if it is kiwi of miligav, kiwi of miligav, so this half is uncovered, so it's a pshites. This is not entitled Daladamas, because he can drive in with his horse, with his donkey, right here. But even if the kiruye is, even if the kiruye is klapechutz, and when he comes in, so he has to go through the part that is covered. So it's still not entitled. to the other bandits. Why? Because he can take coming with the behemoth to the part that is uncovered, and they are lost. So slowly, my boy, can we have to go out there? Should I go in fire? I think we can go out there. Should I go in fire? Why can't we go out there? 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 בואי מנירבוני מרבם איכו מבני מובי שביקיש לארז הפיסר למובי למובי אחר. Now what is a מובי? מובי is an alley. A מובי is an alley. And the houses and the chaceres were so located בזמן חזל that every מובי, well here in Chicago you also have an alley. So suppose So he had in every move, so he had many chatzeres that led, that opened to the move. And every chatzer had several bati. So every chatzer had several bati. And then all the chatzeres led to one move. So let's say, suppose this is the move. This is the move. So there is one chatzer here. There is one chotzer here, and then there is a house here. There is one chotzer here, and there is one chotzer here. And you might have chatzeres on this side too. Chatzeres. And here is the mob. And it's, we're talking of a mob is also. See, here is a dead end. Here there is a mob. And here is open to the Rishus Harati. And people come in, into the mob, into the alley, and then each one, from the alley, he goes to his chotzer, and there he has his bodies. So suppose Echad Bnei Movei Shem Bikesh Laharzer Pischei Limovei Achim. So Bnei Movei Magno. Now, he has a Chotzer and a Bais here. And he has the Bais here. So on one hand, it faces this alley, and then the other end of the house, the other wall of the house, so faces the other alley, here you also have. So let's say, So the chotzer faces in the eastern direction towards this move, and in the western direction towards this move. So suppose he had his Pesach, the opening to this move. Then he decided he'll rebuild his house and he'll make an opening to this move. Now, so this move again has many chotzeres, many bati. Many residents. So the people who have been living here in this move and who used it because they had their doors in this move, so they can be occupied and they can say to him, for so many years we used this move and you didn't use it because you didn't have a door on the wall that was facing our alley. So we don't want that you should change. You have been accustomed to have an opening towards this alley, you continue doing that. Echon mi mobi shpiklar za pisre, yo mi mobi ache, mi mobi maak in olo, vay maak in olo. Omole, mi mobi maak in olo. Then he can be maak. That's geschreven. That's geschreven. Ach, zan je, nou, nada shay. Nada wim. Ach sanyam from the other misalekes and the tzorchim misalekes. Ach sanyam, so there is that took job. Rashi and Rabbi Hanan. Rashi explains Hananye, I mean Ach sanyam means because the derech of the government was to station, let's say, soldiers for a certain time in the homes of a certain city. I mean, whether they liked it or not, that was imposed upon them. So the Shaili is, suppose the Melech, the government official says, the government official says, the party in this alley, they have to take in, let's say, 100 soldiers. But it doesn't say how many soldiers each body should take. So that has to be done by the Jews themselves. That's not the Melech's concern. If the Melech himself would say so, then there is no halachic shaila. So I mean, what can they do? They have to comply with the order of the Melech. But the Melech just said that these Bati men need to take in together on the whole 100 soldiers. How are the 100 soldiers to be distributed in the various Bati? So here is a bias, a big bias, and it has many psalms. It has many psalms. So, and then the other one has less psalms. So the number of soldiers that each bias has to take in is proportional to the number of psalms. So let's say, the bias that has two psalms, so has to take in twice as many soldiers as the bias has one Pesach or not. It's according to the number of families that live in the house. So that's the shayla. Achsan yivni yodem ischalek, yivni yodem ischalek es, omar yivni yivni yodem ischalek es. That's chashashka. Rav Lechanan lo pshati, is pirush Rav Lechanan il, boi li, shayo, shechon son mo kim echot, hazeh lo nechel ki. So in other words, suppose, let's say, a group of people, a caravan, a group of people, so they set up tents for a few days in certain places, in certain chatzeres. And they don't stay here. They are tourists. So, but while they slept there, so they used the chatzeres and they left a lot of zebel. Now, and that zebel can be utilized. So the question is, the zebel that they leave, how is it to be divided by the shechem? Do we say that the bais that has many tupsochim, so gets two portions of the zebel relative to the bais, or that has one pesach gets only one portion, or it's lifting the other mischalekes? So he answered in lifting the other mischalekes. Achsanye, so lifting the other mischalekes, so I'm going to lifting the other mischalekes. Tanya more zebel shebechotzer mischalekes and mipsochim. Achsanye zebel shebechotzer means the zebel that was thrown out by the Bleiabais. So there, they throw out the zebel through there, and they put it in the yard, the zebel. But that zebel can be used as a fertilizer, as it can be used. And then the Bleiabais, the owners of the Bati, in the Chotzer, in the Mobe, so they have a dispute. How much should each one, what portion of the zebel should each one take? So there we say, what is the source of the zebel? The source of the zebel is the bais themselves. So in Astam, the one that has more psochi throws out more zebel. More zebel than the one that has less psochi. So mainly when they want to divide the zebel, they divide it in proportion to the number of psochi they have. Mashainke, the zebel that is left by a shayove. So that zebel, so the source is not the bais themselves, it's the tourists. So there, when the divides want to divide it, so they divide it within the own. All right, we'll leave it here. I said some time ago, so you should be getting the prina next Sunday, but my impression is that you're not ready for the prina. So I'm going to give you an extension for 2 weeks, so the prina will be given 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. 2 weeks from this coming Sunday. But you have to know all the shulim, know the gemara, and borabasa, that from the prina of this man. And I'm very serious. I mean, it's not a joke, because the purpose of learning the yeshiva is to know and to remember. That's the purpose.
Shir Mem Chesen Bava Basra, Heshvat HaTovshin Mem, January 24th, 1980, on Thursday.
It's listening to the Kisra. Now, I told you to go over the Rosh. It's a very complicated Rosh. very long watch. I think that briefly I mentioned the various machlekes hasheim and this sugya. They are the number of machlekes hasheim and this sugya. Omer Avune, Chotzea u'zochel mischalekes. V'Rav Chisda omar, the parable of Amitres. V'Rav Chisda omar, leitzu l'chol pesach u'pesach arba amitres. V'ashochel u'kimishot. Pir sherashe, d'maire v'ruvei shehoi soloi chotzea. Shehoi soloi chotzea. ובו שני בוטים, אחד מהם פסוחים לאוהים, שני פסוחים לחוץ, ולשני היא פסח אחד, ויכול רק לחוץ על פי, ונוסע לא יכול לשים את זה, ולא יכול לא יבין, אם בואו לאחר פסח חוצר, זה שיש לו שני פסוחים, נטל שני חלוקים לחוצר, והשני יחיל את יחד, וכן כוסה ריבו בשם הדין, דיבהו חיים, אבל שניים שלי או שחוצר אחז, הוא יקום בבישות וחלקין החוצה והבת הכל בישות ומגיד אליך עוד מהם בחוצה יצא מחברי והגיד מו בכל כוח בוטים כאים של כל כך החוצה והגיע לחלק הוא ובאי שיש לפני קצור וחלק שמי באי שאין לי עוד פסח יחוד אין אין לי שזוכו הוא מן באבא עמי בחוצה וכל אחד עם פסוחו אלא חלקין את החוצה בישות דורקאי לרון אחים שחוקו אין להם דרך וחלוי נעיס וסור מזה על זה, וחמי שאין החלוי זכרי והחוק הזה לדמס מחדדי, כך אם פיסחי זכרי ולדמס, בחילי כמשותי בחביר. וחיליק אסקינון, נאמה בשני אחים שחולקו איך עוד נטו קרן, ואיך עוד נטו סגרומון, דאים לו בעל הקרן לדמס ולרומון, אלא היך דולו לעדות, אבל מי שצריכים לו לבעל הקרן לדמס, כמו שצריכים לו לכל פסח ארבע אמס. So in other words, so he mentions the Rivo Shite, Yishim Adin, that this aloche, that Rabune says, Chotzal Yisrochel Mishalekes. So if Ruben and Shimon divide, let's say, the Chotzea, and Ruben has a bias with two Pesachim, and Shimon has a bias with one Pesach, so then Ruben gets two Chalokim, and Shimon gets one Chalek, or according to Rav Chisda, so each one gets a Dalet Ames piece, For each Pesach, so if Ruben has two Pesachim, so he gets two Dalet Ames pieces, and Shimon has one Pesach, he gets one Dalet Ames piece, and the rest, if there is anything left, they divide the shop. So the game you say, that only applies to the case where the father, as Rashi mentions, where let's say, the father, in his lifetime, gave way, so divided the battle. So one bias with two Pesachim he gave to one son, and the other bias with one Pesach he gave to the second son. So Rabune says, on the basis of Unde, it was the intention since, let's say Yaakov is the father, and he in his lifetime, he gave one bias with two Pesachim to Ruvei, and another bias with one Pesach to Shimon. So it's the Unde. We presume that since Yaakov gave Ruben the bias with two Pesachim, and Shimon the bias with one Pesach, it was his intention that Ruben should get two-thirds, two Chalokim in the Chotzer, and Shimon should get one Chalokim. So it's on the basis of Unde. So in other words, so the game is saying a very important Chiddush, that Rabune's din, with Pesachel Mishalekes, and Rav Chisda's din, Neisu Chol Pesach U Pesach Arba Ames, is not a schus chluki. It's not a schus chluki. But, it's on the basis of Unde. Now, the same Shite is mentioned by the Rimigash. Except that the Rimigash mentions another Tzio. He says that Rabune's din of Neisu Chol Pesach U Pesach Arba Ames, והשוכר כמשווה, רבון הזה, אופני סלחו פסח ופסח ארבע אמיס, והשוכר כמשווה. So, that applies only to a case where Ruben and Shimon were both zeichet in a in a place of Hefker, in a place of Hefker, and one was Eche in a bias. Let's say there was a place of Hefker, an abandoned place. So woman and Shimei, not necessarily brothers, they don't have to be brothers, two strangers. They together was Eche in a lot that had Bati, and one took a bias with two Psochim, and one took a bias with one Pesach, and then much later they decided they'll divide the Chotzer, and there was a piece of land in front of the bias. One bias was here, one bias was here, and here in the middle there were grounds. So Reuben was Zeche in one bias is with Psochim, and Shimon was Zeche in the bias with one Pesach, and later on they decided they'll divide the lot that is between them. So again, so there, Rabune says, Rif Pesachel Mishalekes, and Rabchide says, Lisach Pesach, Pesach, Arabam, Shal, Pesach, again on there, except in the Tzio of the Geni, and Rashi, so the Umdene is the Umdene of the Father, and the Tzio given by the Rabbi Yisrael ben Migash, so the Umdene is the Umdene of the people themselves, who are Zeichen Naev, alright, so it's the same Shemesh. In other words, what the Rimigash and the Rivor says is, briefly, that it's not that Rabune holds there is a schus chluke, a schus, an inherent schus by Shitri to be mechalik that way. And according to Rabchiz there, to a schus chluke to get a daladamas piece for each person. There is no such schus. As far as the inherent schutzim of shvutim are concerned, so they all have to be shot. They all have to be shot. But on the basis of wounding, in certain situations, so there is no wounding. This is what he said. All right. Then he says, "V'yichshol amarav rabiyezav mihod amrinon b'firikcheske sabati gabihod itna koton lo yasenu gode echod loy." Lo yasenu, echot lo yasenu shnai. So v'chomer v'chomer l'meima, v'avoyer l'isham v'trei. So we have to look at that gemara. Daf samach. Now the mishnah daf samach amdalet, the first mishnah says lo yiftach odom lechotzer hashu tvim pesach keneged pesach v'chalek keneged chalek. If it's lechotzer hashu tvim. And on one side, Reuben has a bias, and on the other side, Shimon has a bias. So one is not allowed to open up a door or a window, mamish opposite the door of the other, because then there will be so much hesitation. Or how can it happen? Hoyo koton lo yasenu godi, echod lo yasenu shnai. So lo yiftach odom lechotzer hashutvim af lo heichad yesh lechazon, because if he has no chazoke, so he's not allowed to open up a window, even if it's not mamish mechubot neged the doorway of the other, because of Ezekiel. But suppose he has chazoke, so let's say Reuben had the door over here, and Shimon had the door over here. Now Reuben decides he'll open up the door mamish mechubot neged this door. So there will be more Ezekiel. So he cannot do it. Hoyokota, suppose Reuben had a small door, and he wants to make it larger. We are sending God. Echod, we are sending Shnai. Suppose he had a doorway, and he wants to change it into two doors. So he cannot do it. I will Pesach, Rosh Hashanah. Pesach can make it Pesach, Lechalik can make it Chalik. Hoyo koton is his godu, vechol is Rishna. Alright. Hoyo koton li asenu godu. So v'chomer v'chomer l'meima. What does that mean? If Reuben of it was muze, was accustomed to have a small dog, kineget, shinen, so he's not allowed to extend it to make it into a big doorway. So v'chomer v'chomer l'meima, v'aldale l'i shi'av ne'batamanye. That the Mishnah is referenced to a case where originally Reuben had the doorway of Daladas. And then, so let's say, here the doorway was only Daladas. And then he decides to change it, to extend it, to make it into 8 Amaris. That he cannot do. Why? Because we will see Avivatam, because you can come to the hotel. Avivatam, Tartel, Shaviva, Boy, Shavadam. Because the halacha is that every shutef is entitled to kineget the doorway, kineget the doorway, so to have Daladamas. So now the Tower of Gemara. So in other words, originally he had the doorway, he had the doorway over here. Really had the doorway over here. So he was entitled to Daladamas. Kineged the doorway, Daladamas, in every dimension, for Pirut Masoi. Now, if he wants to extend it and make the doorway 8 Amis, so he'll be entitled not only to Daladamas over here, but to Daladamas over here and over here. So, in other words, so he will be infringing upon this Husi of Damashutet, because originally Hufei had his supposed to be Mishtamish here, but he had no supposed to be Mishtamish here. Now that he's extending the doorway, he'll be Mishtamish in the Dalai Damas here too. So he'll be depriving the Tashmishim of the other Shutim. So that he cannot do it. So, we Dalai, Badalai, Lishavi, Batamni, because Tamni, Bachotzer, Avobatate, Lishavi, Babo, Shavadam, because the halacha is that if someone has, let's say, a Pesach, so even if the Pesach, the wheat of the Pesach is not Avodamis, suppose the wheat of the Pesach, the doorway is just 2 hours. So he's entitled to be Mishtamish, Daladamis here, and Daladamis over here, even though Kineged, the wheat of the Pesach is only 2 hours, because it's impossible to function within less than a piece of Daladal. So even though it was a narrow doorway, and it only had 2 hours, suppose it's only 1 hour. So he is still entitled to be Mishtamish, Daladamis this way, and Daladamis this way, and Daladamis this way. So mainly there was no Nafkimine. Because he doesn't get any additional space for Pirut Masoi. So why shouldn't he be allowed to do it? That's what Rabbi Bachome wanted to say. Omale Rope, Motze Omale, Bipisre Zutre, Motzinele Istanlenino. In other words, if originally he had, let's say, a doorway, Reuven had a doorway of 2 amas, and that was connected the doorway of Shimon. Now he wants to extend it. He was originally of 2 amas, and now he wants to extend it to 4 amas, even though he doesn't take away anymore from the common use of Reuven and Shimon. But Shimon can say to him, when your doorway was only opposite my doorway and it only had 2 amis, so then I could watch out from your Hezekiah. Because you're only able to look through a perspective of 2 amis. Now that you want to extend it into 4 amis, so you'll be able to look more at my private tashmishim, which is opposite my door. Bipis rezut rematzino is dinino, bipis rerabel rematzino is dinino. Echo nese ne shnai, sona rome bachomer neymar baravoye lo yishav etre, bnei tala te tala, dikoshoko tamle bechotze, abo batamne lo yishav etre, abo yishav etre, אמר רובי, מוצא אמר לי, בחד פיסחה מוצאים להסתנו מנוח, ביטחים מוצאים להסתנו מנוח. So don't we see from this Gemara that now here, as a result of constructing, of extending the doorway, he'll acquire additional space for Pirut Masoi, and that's not in accordance, that's the kasha. That Rabbi Yehuda raises against the Gehenim. The Gehenim say there is no inherent excuse of acquiring extra Dalai space for each Pesach, but only on the basis of Undere. But here there is no Undere. Here he would be saying that he is entitled to a traditional space of pure Masoi on the basis that he extended the doorway, the Pesach. So we see that that's an inherent zchut. Now let's go turn to Rosh. He just opened it up. He wants to open it up. So Rambachome wanted to say the reason is why he cannot do it, because that will give him additional space of tashmish. But according to the game, it will not give him additional space of tashmish. Now, why does he say v'yitem yimaso? That has to do with another machlekes that we discuss in the sugya of cheskes tashmishi. As it ruhde, as it mitshure, or we as it mitshure. So there we mentioned the machlekes v'shem. So there are two. There is a double machlekes. First of all, as to whether cheskes tashmishi requires sholishonim or not. So the Arishayim will say that Cheskes Tashmishim requires Sholishonim. And the Arishayim will say that Cheskes Tashmishim can be acquired with Yei Mechot also. So we explained it, because on the basis of the Machlokes Rishayim as to why Kakoyis require Cheskes Tashmishim. So some say, so the Arishayim is Rashi Shikim Tzuresis, it's only in Takonis Chachomim. And with Raise, even with 50 years, he could acquire Chazok, because it always goes to Morikame. Where can there be a Chazok when there is Vise? By Mitalko. But by Kakoyes, so the Morikame, the Raise, the Morikame will always prevail if he cannot produce Ishtar. Then there is a Shite, there is the Shite of the Rashbam, that with Raise, it can be acquired through the Mushonim. You will show it. Then there is the sheet of the Ramban that actually there should be Chazok Cheskas Shoachas Yilechot, you know. But just as by Mitalter, but by Kakoyim there is always the Reise of Achim Mishtore. But Ad Dibushono Mizdayim is Mishtore, Yezam Dibushono Lo Mizdayim is Mishtore, so remember after Dibushono there is no Reise. But if there is no Reise, so then even Shoachas, even Yimechot, is a Chazok. Alright, that we explain. Anyway, there is a Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say the Cheskes Tashmishim requires Moshav. Some Rishayim say the Cheskes Tashmishim do not require Moshav. Not require Moshav. Then we saw there was another Machlokes in regard to Cheskes Tashmishim, as whether it requires time. So the Rishayim generally hold that it requires time. The Gaining generally hold that it doesn't require time. Because Sabon is bound is enough. We explained that Machlokes book. Now, here, the Rosh says, he mentions what Rabban Yehuda says. Because Rabban Yehuda is Shitosek. He is Chelik HaMishin is again. That by Cheskes Tashmishim can be required without time and without Zolushonim. Just